Here we go. So, last, there's so much that happens in Bo, like that happened in Vieira. We're really getting into like so many amazing stories, and the exodus from Egypt. It's amazing. So all the way at the end of the Torah, all the way at the end of the Parsha, right? We have an interesting statement in your Gimel Tes. V'ayalecha le'ot ayadcha. Right? This is part of actually the Haggadah. You're going to tell your children on that day, meaning on Pesach, right? It's because of this, and the question is, what is this? Every Pesach Seder, you always have to try to answer that question. Because of this, God did for me in taking me out of Egypt, in my exodus from Egypt. So what is this? Presumably, what we were just talking about, which is the not eating of chametz and the eating of matzah. So matzah. Because of this, because of the mitzvot or something like that. And then it continues and it says in Tet, V'hayalecha le'ot ayadcha, it should be a sign on your hand, l'zikaron b'ninecha, and a remembrance between your eyes, l'mantiyeh torat Hashem b'ficha, so that the Torah of God will be in your mouth, ki b'yad chazakah tziyacha Hashem mimitzrayim, because with a mighty hand, God took us out of Egypt, took you out of Egypt. So what is this in reference to? What does that language remind you of? That it should be an ot al yadecha, that ulazikaron beinecha, and a remembrance between your eyes. What does that remind you of? Tefillin, exactly, right? And in fact, later, it even says, it's, you know, skipping a bunch, meaning like it talks about Peter Rachem, it interrupts with that, and then it goes on and says that your kid is going to ask you, it repeats, your kid is going to ask you tomorrow, what is this? And you're going to say, "Bechozek yad, otzianu Hashem mitzrayim beit avadim," that God took us out of Egypt, and it was really bad. And you go through the story a little bit, and then it says again, the last pasuk in Bo is Tezayin, "Vayala leot ayadcha ulototafot beinecha." It'll be a sign on your hand and a totafot between your eyes, which is a little bit different. So it repeats again. What does this mean? That it should be a sign on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes. Now, it never mentions tefillin here in Tess, right? It doesn't mention tefillin. It says that the leaving Egypt should be a sign on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes. It doesn't have to necessarily do with tefillin. It makes it sound, if you read it pshat, and this is how the Rashbam reads it, that you should remember it really well. It should be a sign on your hand, meaning like you should know it like the back of your hand, as if it was tattooed on your hand. And it should be a remembrance between your eyes. What's between your eyes? Your head. Or your brain, right? Your thinking. So, let's see what Shaddai says about this. V'ayalecha le'ot. Shiro v'ayalecha le'ot ayilcha ulezikaron be'enecha. And also other psukim like ki b'yachas akal ziyachas Hashem mitzrayim v'zeh lemantiyeh torat Hashem b'ficha. The Ramban says zehu hanachon b'pshata katuv hazeh, right? That you should have an oath on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes because God, right? It doesn't really read this way so well, but it should be because God with a mighty hand took you out of Egypt so that you will have the Torah in your mouth. Meaning, the way it reads in the pasuk is, it should be an oath on your hand and a zikaron between your eyes so that God's Torah will be in your mouth because God took you out of Egypt. So mix around the sentence a little bit. Rather, it should be like this. It should be a remembrance on your hand, and it should be a sign on your hand, remembrance between your eyes, that God took you out of Egypt with a mighty hand in order for you to have the Torah in your mouth, meaning you should have the Torah, you know, set. So that's, he says, this comes from the Ramban. That's how to read the pasuk. Mix around the pasuk a little bit. U'pasuk tazayin raya l'perseh. When we read Tazayin, that's how it reads it there. Okay. Wait,
so Shaddai says that the Torah is
You have to change the clauses around in order to make it make sense. What we'd say in normal English. It speaks. It's almost like Yoda speak, because the way you would normally read it, or the way you would read it if you just read it from the Torah, is it should be a remembrance for you, so that the Torah will be in your mouth. Because God took you out of Egypt. Those seem to be three separate things that don't relate to each other. But if you translate it like this, it should be a remembrance for you that God took you out of Egypt Why did God take you out of Egypt? So that the Torah will be in your mouth and it will be familiar to you. That is the normal. That would be a normal way to read it. And the pasuk later in Tazayin reads it that has that order exactly. That Karayim Omrim Shu Mashal. The Karaites say there's no mitzvah to put on tefillin. The Karaites say that. There's no mitzvah to put on tefillin. Never says it. This is a mashal. It means it should be really, like I said before, it should be really familiar to you. The story of the Egypt, of Egypt, which is, like, if you read the psukim normally, it kind of sounds that way, right? You should answer your son. You should tell him what happened about the Egypt story. And it should be an oat on your hand and a remembrance between your eyes. It's a mashal. It means it should be, you know, it's a non-literal. It should obviously shouldn't be on your hand. It should be clear to you as if it was on your hand. Okay? The Yafet Ta'an Alem, Rav Avram Ibn Ezra. And Ibn Ezra responded to them about why that makes no sense. You got to look at the Ibn Ezra. I think one of his arguments is, we only assume something is a mashal if it tells us, if it gives us an introduction to it being a mashal. Gam Rashbam Nata Bezel Adat HaKarayim. But the Rashbam, Major Rishon, grandson of Rashi, he thought that there's pshat in the Torah and then there's the halacha. So he was willing to say that this is a mashal. This it means doesn't. It's not really referring to, in pshat. It's not referring to tefillin. It's referring to being very familiar to you. And so that's similar to what the Karaims were saying. Again, the Karaim were willing to, the Karaites were willing to say, well, then there's no halacha about tefillin. The Rashbam wasn't saying that, but in terms of how to read the pasuk, the Rashbam felt that that's how to read it, right? The kasav yelacha lo zikaron tamid. It should be a constant reminder to you, kiilu katuva yadacha, as if it was written on your hand. Kein simani kochad in Shir Hashirim, it says like, let me place kechotam alibech, right? Like a seal upon your heart. Bein einacha. That means between your eyes. Kein tachshit viravid zahav sheragilim litein al metzach. Illinois, as if it was a crown on your head. That's how constant you remember it. That's how the Rashbam understands it. Ubidoreinu, in our generation, meaning Shadal, says in the 1800s, Gama Korim Kayam Dasa Korim. The Korim, who we quote sometimes, the Korim, also thinks that this is pshat in the pasuk like the Karaites. The Ein Safek, Sheim Haya Mashal, Haya Lomar Keot Ayadacha, Ukizikaron Beinenacha. The Shadal says that if this is truly like the Karaites and like the Rashbam and like the Koreim, then it should have said ke. It should have said not v'ayalecha l'ot, that it will be a sign, but rather it should be like a sign. If it really meant it should be as clear to you as if it was written on your hand, it should have said like. It should have given an indication. Like the argument I was saying from the Ibn Ezra, if I remember correctly, but Shadal is saying it should have said, giving you an indication that it was a mashal. It should be like an oat. It should be like a zikaron. Lo le'ot. Ule zikaron. Me'ach she'ina Torah mashal v'shir. Because the Torah itself is not a mashal v'shir. It's not, in essence, right? It's not being allegorical all the time. It's in general being literal in its meaning, and therefore you can't just assume, oh, this is a metaphor. Kemo nivuot Yeshayahu, unlike that of Yeshayahu, she'amar hina kapayim chakutecha, whatever. Ela melita b'shuta. It's a regular statement, a regular phrase. The hakorim hitchakim lahasir me'alav kushiat halamedin halalu. Ah, right. The lamed. So the korim responded to this kind of argument. Right, Shadal said, it should say ke'ot or kizikaron. Why does it say le'ot, lizikaron? Right, it should, like, which makes it sound like it should actually be something. It should be an actual sign on your arm, an actual zikaron between your eyes. That's what it sounds like. So the Korim actually responded to that. What did he say? He said, Piresha av yomar livno. What is the father telling his son? The father is telling his son, remember, this is all part of the Haggadah, right? When your son asks you on that day, you should tell him that you came out of, it was because of, Bavor zeh asali Hashem b'tziti mim Mitzrayim, right? So what is the father telling the son, says the Karim? Hachag, al yedei shchitat ha-pasach la'afiyat ha-matzot, yelecha la'ot ha-yedecha. There is a physical thing, which is the shchitat ha-pasach, slaughtering the animal, and the matzah. There is something that we can look to as a physical thing. That's the oat. So it's not a mashal per se that there's no oat present. There is an oat. Shehem dvarim nasim biyadayim. These are things you do with your hands. You shef the karm besach. You make the matzah. Luzikaron beyanecha shetaro em matzah mar munakam lefanecha. And what is between your eyes? The things that you put on the table that you're looking at, right, straight between your eyes. Like, you don't have to cross your eyes in order to see them, but you're looking straight ahead at you. That is between your eyes. Even though it's a little weird of a phrase, I would say. But okay, right? Vezeh avot hakasif. Shadal says that is a twist of the pasuk. That is making a mockery of the pasuk. Ki aben inenu oseh ela av. The son doesn't do anything. The father is the only one who makes these things. He's the only one who's speaking, right? The eich yomar al yadecha. How can it say it should be a sign? If the father is the one who's speaking, he's saying it should be a sign on your hand. The son didn't make the matzah. The son didn't shach the karm pesach. The father did. So why would it be a sign on your hand? It should be a sign on my hand, let's say, or the son, right? If the father is the one who's speaking. Right? That makes no sense, says Shadal. V'chein l'mata tezvav. Al-kein ani zoveach la-Hashem kol petarecha. V'ayelecha le'ot ayadecha. And also, if you're saying that for the later part, you know, it should say, right, when the father is speaking, I am making this petarecha, I'm this firstborn, right? V'ayelecha le'ot ayadcha. Then it says, it should be a sign on your hand. If it's the father speaking in this pasuk also, it should be v'ayelecha le'ot ayadi, or something like that. Okay, but od eich yomar. Oh man, this goes on for a long time. I didn't realize how long this shadal was. Okay, but this is important stuff. But od eich yomar avliv no hotziyach. Right, that he took you out. God took you out. Lo hotziani, o hotzianu. It doesn't say I was taken out or we were taken out. If it's actually the father speaking. Okay, fine. Let's see some more of his questions. Hold on a second. We're skipping a little bit. Vod mash yomer al ukshar tem leot ayadecha. If it meant it's all a mashal, what would it mean that you should tie it to the sign to your hand? How is that a mashal? So now the karayim that the Ebenezer brings, Amr Shehu Kamok Kashram al Libecha Tamid, in Mishlei, it says you should tie them to your heart all the time. It should be tied to your heart. So there is a mashal of tying, meaning having something very, like remembering. Also in Mishlei Gimel, it says Kashram al Giro Tacha. What?
The Shalyad is like why it's right there, so it's close to your heart.
Right. So you're tying. What would Shadal says? What would it mean to tie on in a mashal way to your heart? So the Karaim did respond to that and said, we have in Mishlei a mashal of tying something to your heart, as obviously not a physical thing. So he says, lo evinu ki kol ze derech melito asher. They didn't understand, meaning the Karaites didn't understand that if it's in Mishlei. Fine, that's in Mishlei. That literally means proverbs. That means mashals. But this is in the Torah. It's a completely different genre. And he says the proof is katvam al luach libecha sheyefshar lefarsho kimashmao. It says that you should write on the luach of your heart, on the luach of your heart, on the tablet of your heart. Obviously, that can't be literal. Here, this can actually be translated literally as you should have an oat on your hand. That means tefillin. I can translate that literally. Right? Okay. V'imaya ketuv b'Torah uksavtam al luach libecha. Now, if it had said in the Torah you should write it on the luach of your heart, then fine, I would understand that as a mashal. It doesn't do that here. It actually could make sense. Right? Ayinu omrim shehu mashal. Then we would say it's actually a mashal. Like we have in some cases in the Torah. For example, it says in Dvarim Yud, you should circumcise your heart. Right? Umaltem et arlat livavcha. You should circumcise the orla of your heart, says Moshe. Obviously, that's a mashal. It doesn't mean that you should circumcise your heart. That's called killing yourself, right? That you shouldn't do that. Avala Torah amran shenikshar al hayad u'beninayim. Nechtov al mezuzot b'habayit. And it also says that you should put it, write something on the mezuzah of your house. All of that is literal. There's no reason to take it non-literally. Okay? Mi yomar lanu shekol zeh mashal. Who told you that this is all a mashal? Okay? And he goes on, lots of other proofs going back and forth, and he goes into other things. Chedal goes against the Rashbam here, although you didn't have to. He could have said like the Rashbam, there's pshat and there's drash. There's pshat and there's halacha. That's what the Rashbam says. But the Chedal does not read it that way because he knows that this has to be read on a literal way for all the reasons that we saw and a bunch of other more reasons. The point being that when we read things in the Torah, we do have the power sometimes, like Chedal does, if you remember from the Gid HaNasha, that he reinterprets where the Gid HaNasha actually was against the halacha. Because, as Dan Klein understands it, that he's doing the Rashbam type of method. However, here he's not willing to do that because he thinks pshat is actually literal. It is a literal, you should tie it to your hand. Really talking about tefillin. Okay, let's stop here.